This is KCUR 89.3. The high cost of college has students and their families looking for ways to save on tuition. Missouri students can actually get 2 years of community college paid for if they do 50 hours of tutoring through the A-plus program. But as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, access for low-income students is uneven.
Fort Osage High School in Eastern Independence has a really robust A-plus program. It's simple, says Principal Scott Moore.
Here's what we need you to do. Come to school on time, be here every day, make decent grades, and then the state will reward you with some financial compensation to go to college.
Fort Osage has a full-time A-plus coordinator to make sure students are meeting the program requirements. Junior Aubrey Stewart spent the summer at kindergarten camp, helping soon-to-be Fort Osage students get ready for school.
I watched a lot of Lightning shoes. I watched so many because they were super excited about their new shoes. I blew a lot of noses, wiped a lot of messes. They're like 4 years old, so they're still learning how to live.
Those 50 hours of tutoring will pay for 2 years of community college, if Stewart decides to go. She knows she wants a four-year degree, but she could start at a community college and transfer. Either way, Stewart wanted to have an answer when people asked what she was going to do with her life.
I'm a junior now, like I'm an upperclassman, like that's gonna come soon. I just wanted to have like that opportunity, like I don't know if I will use it, but like to have that opportunity of 2 free years of college, like why not do it?
Fort Osage encourages students to do A-plus even if they think they're going to a four-year college. It gives them options if their plans change. As a result, only about half of Fort Osage's 124 class of 2018 A-plus graduates ended up enrolling at a community college. A handful didn't continue their education, but most of the rest went on to four-year colleges.
The suburban school, their counselors have more time to do this sort of thing. And I think they're assessing their freshmen and sophomores in terms of what their postgraduate path is.
That's Scott Bayer with St. Louis-based College Bound, a program that helps urban teens get to and through college. He says if you look at who's participating in the A-plus program, it's mostly students at big suburban high schools. He says it's not that the students College Bound works with can't meet the requirements of A+.
I would actually probably go so far as say it's something much simpler. It's probably just a factor of time.
Bayer says low-income students nearly always qualify for Pell Grants, and A-plus doesn't kick in until federal aid is exhausted. So it doesn't make much sense for them to spend time checking all the boxes A-plus requires when they have to use up their Pell Grant eligibility first. As long as that's the case, A-plus awards will always flow to middle-income students, says Carissa Anderson, the advocacy director for the Scholarship Foundation of St. Louis.
There are definitely equity implications because A-plus does not take into account financial need. And we know there are people who utilize A-plus who come from families that make $100,000, $200,000 a year, and we pay for them to go to community college.
Anderson says that just doesn't make any sense in a state that's made deep cuts to its higher education budget over the last decade.
If we thought about college going as a state, as a culture, we could probably come up with a program that would benefit both the folks in the urban areas and the folks in the rural areas who all need access to some type of schooling that will set them up for the future.
Way out in eastern Jackson County, Fort Osage High School has about as much in common with small rural districts as it does its suburban neighbors. Principal Moore says it isn't a given that every student will go to college.
To some, I think it's perceived as like an unobtainable goal, in all sincerity, because I think being in this rural community, that's the mindset.
Although Fort Osage encourages all students to do A+, Moore says it's the ones who weren't thinking about college who benefit the most. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.